Having a singular interest in something obscure or nerdy can be isolating. But Star Wars superfan Chris Lee, who lives in Nashville, now has a community of people around the country who share his passion. He talked to WPLN's Emily Siner during the live taping of our podcast Movers and Thinkers about finding his tribe.
First, let's just establish, when we say superfan, we mean it. Chris Lee not only enjoys the Star Wars franchise, he also tries to recreate it, making elaborate, realistic costumes, sometimes with his wife.
That's how we met. We met at a convention in costume.
What costumes did you meet in?
Well, this is Star Wars, so I was Luke Skywalker and she was Princess Leia.
They also got engaged in costume. Or his most ambitious project to date, creating a life-sized replica of Han Solo's starship, the Millennium Falcon.
The Falcon is like the muscle car of the sci-fi universe. So anybody who's ever wanted a Mustang, it's kind of the same type of dream, just a lot bigger.
Yeah, how big is it?
114 feet long and about 80 feet across, so not a small Mustang.
Chris's obsession with Star Wars started immediately. The year it came out, 1977.
There was a time, especially at the beginning, where I felt like I was the only person who liked that movie the way I liked it. I mean, the internet really helped later on because then you can really find your crowd.
His crowd is the people who make replicas of the droid R2-D2, or the people who dress up as stormtroopers in white battle armor. Thousands of people do this at conventions now. But even though Chris's love of Star Wars isn't a lonely pursuit anymore, many people outside of that world still don't understand it. So when they ask, he says he tries to relate it to their own obsessive hobbies.
That's how I try to describe that goofball Millennium Falcon project. It's like, have you ever been in a car club? You know, do you ever wonder why you spend all this time in your garage wrenching on this thing that may never run? Do you just hang out with your friends and do something that you enjoy and spend a lot of money on equipment to do it? Then that's kind of what we're doing.
He says the end result may not be something anyone else cares about, but to him, that doesn't matter. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
You can hear more of our interview with Chris in the Nerd episode of Movers and Thinkers on your favorite podcasting app or at WPLN.org. You can also get tickets to the next live taping on May 11th as part of an event we're throwing called Podcast Party. Info is at WPLN.org.